I had been accused of terrible crimes and had been forced to flee from my home, and now I went plunging into a new life as a dog of the world. I just hoped that Ma and Mag would survive the tragedy. Poor Mag was probably crying her eyes out in the tool shed, and I had every reason to think that tears were streaming down Ma's cheeks, too, as they both tried to cope with the loss of their beloved son and brother. Pretty sad, huh? It wouldn't be easy for them. Not only would they have to live under the shadow of all the false charges against me, but they would have to face tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow without, well, me, you might say. What a blow, huh? You bet it was. But deep down, they were tough, and I knew they'd find a way of coping with their sorrow. It was sad, very sad, but I'll tell you something if you won't blab it around. Promise? Okay, here it is. When a guy exits a scene and the women folk are crying, it's no bad deal. I mean, if they were laughing and dancing in the streets, it might make you wonder. But that's not what we had here. Far from it. We had all the ladies in my family. I guess we've pretty much covered that. The point is, it was a sad occasion when Ma had to give up her son and Mag was torn away from her sainted brother. And with their sobs ringing in my ears, I pointed myself towards town and tried to put some distance between myself and the goose feather conspiracy and the dog catcher. I definitely wanted no part of the dog catcher. I had heard chilling stories of puppies who had ended up in his truck.